WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM Richland Center, the news at 6, is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More heavy rain in the forecast for the south today, and there may be more flooding, says the National Weather Service. Parts of New England may get freezing rain, and some on the east coast will see unseasonably warm weather. It's expected to be in the upper 60s tomorrow in Washington, D.C. The latest now on a Palestinian American shot dead in the West Bank on Friday. The AP's Jennifer King.
The White House is demanding an investigation into the shooting death of a Palestinian-American teen in the West Bank. A friend who was traveling with him says the teen was driving a pickup truck when it was hit by apparent Israeli gunfire. Israeli police say shots were fired at people who were throwing rocks, but aren't saying who fired the shots.
In Russia, a court will jail a former Ukraine rebel leader who called President Putin cowardly. He's been sentenced to 4 years in prison. Here at home, Maine's highest court will not decide whether former President Trump can stay on the state's ballot. The AP's Donna Warder.
That keeps intact a judge's decision that the U.S. Supreme Court must first rule on a similar case in Colorado. Maine's Democratic Secretary of State, Shanna Bellows, had concluded that Trump did not meet ballot qualifications under the insurrection clause in the U.S. Constitution. But a judge put that decision on hold, pending the Supreme Court's decision on a similar case in Colorado. Bellows had wanted to keep Trump's name off the ballot for Maine's March 5th primary. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments on the Colorado case on February 8th. Trump says Bellows is biased against him. I'm Donna Water.
When will Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets be back in the air? They were grounded after that panel blew out of a plane in flight earlier this month. Now federal regulators have approved an inspection process that would let airlines resume flying the planes. This is AP News. Now to Nevada.
Tribes in Nevada want a massacre site made into a national monument. White attackers massacred hundreds of Native people in a desert area in eastern Nevada in the 1800s. Delane Spilsbury is part of the effort to get the National Park Service to declare the land Basawabi National Monument.
The people that were killed here were left here. There were no ceremonies, there were no burials, there were nothing. Their spirits and their bodies are in those trees.
Basawabi means sacred water valley.
They came to Basawabi because this was such a rich area with a surplus of water and the surplus of plants and animals here. It was like finding a gold mine.
Spilsbury's grandmother survived the massacre. A bill could be introduced soon in Congress to designate the monument. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Good morning. A look at sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Giannis Antetokounmpo had his third triple-double in the last four games, and the Bucks responded to the dismissal of coach Adrian Griffin with a 126-116 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. Detroit was a winner over Charlotte, 113-106, Minnesota 118, Washington 107, Memphis 105, Miami 96, Portland won in overtime over Houston, 137-131, Phoenix 132, Dallas 109, Oklahoma City over San Antonio, 140-114, and Golden State over Atlanta, 134-112. Northwestern was a winner against Illinois, 96-91 in men's college basketball last night, and Marquette was a victor over DePaul, 86-73. From the NHL, Toronto 1-0 over Winnipeg in overtime. Florida 6, Arizona 2. Carolina 3-2 over Boston. Colorado 6, Washington 2. St. Louis 1 in overtime over Vancouver, 4-3. Seattle 6, Chicago 2. Buffalo 5-3 over Los Angeles. Jim Harbaugh was hired as a head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He leaves Michigan after capping off this past season with a national championship.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood each year and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, we are proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you are able to support your community by donating blood, join us on February 8th for our bi-monthly blood drive. Contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics or consult our website for more information.
Today, a high of 38 degrees, cloudy, foggy, scattered drizzle, becoming a steadier light rain this afternoon. Tonight, rain with areas of fog, a low of 34. Friday, cloudy with fog again, light rain tapering to drizzle in the afternoon, a high of 39. Friday night, clouds and fog, a low of 32. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 40. In Richland Center, following the earlier reading today of 35, with some light rain at times and the reports of a few slippery spots. Be careful out there today. It's 34 degrees. Kickapoo Schools will operate under a two-hour delay today. Kickapoo Schools, all buses and classes, will start 2 hours behind schedule. And that is the only weather-related announcement we have today. Here's Vince Gill on Country and Community WRCO.
Anybody? accusations. Ain't too hard to tell what you're insinuating. You think I'm the one who stole her away? And if not for me, she'd still be yours today. A spade, a spade, man's a man. Tell me the truth, tell me. Were you ever there when she needed you? Man to man, look me in the eye. Tell me, if you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man, well, who cheated who? You're the one to blame, tell me it ain't true. Me, I think it's just your wounded pride. What did you really think she was gonna do? She's a real woman, she's a real, not a doormat for you. But it's too late. Why don't we just cut to the chase, man to man? Tell me the truth, tell me. Were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye, tell me. If you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man, or who cheated?
Gary Allen on WRCO FM 100.9, 6:13 the time. Today is January 25th, of course, the 25th day of 2024, 341 days left in this leap year. As we head on into the day a little bit deeper, some celebrity birthdays today, including drummer Mike Birch is 58. Also born today, drummer Joe Sirius of Mighty Mighty Boss Towns, 52. Actor Michael Trevino is 39 as well. And actress Olivia Edward from the series Better Things is 17 on the 25th of January. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
When we talk about the Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery story, it starts with Jason and Miranda and Justin and Justine and their love of the community and the area. It's all about family and family farms. You can enjoy some delicious food there each and every time you go. You can stock up your freezers. You can stock up your pantry. Shop for salsa and ferments. Also ice cream, cheese, milk, and butter. And check out the new apparel as well. You'd look good wearing an Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant t-shirt. Stop by and see them in Boscobel real soon for great food at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant. Kickapoo Schools, 2 hours late today in the neighborhood. So be aware of that, and we move on here, heading a little bit closer toward a news, weather, and sports update today at 6:30. Some big games in high school sports tonight. A nice win for the Bucks last night as well. Still not sure who the head coach is going to be, but all signs point toward Doc Rivers, it sounds like. Here's Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go, and she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. She needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art.
Minutes past 6. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher letting us know that the dense fog advisory has now been kind of extended and issued for like our entire listening area. So not just Grant and Iowa counties, a dense fog advisory, and that's been extended until noon today for southwest Wisconsin. It is 34 degrees here at WRCO Radio today. This is Ricky Van Shelton.
He was sitting beside me in the passenger seat. As I looked through the windshield at the quiet little street, he was smiling so proud as he gave me the key. But inside I knew he was as nervous as me. And I said, Daddy, oh Daddy, Are you sure I know how? Are you sure that I'm ready to drive this car now? He said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between the lines. 'Cause it's a long, narrow road. Only the good Lord knows where it leads in the end. But you got to I was sitting in my chair, and I'm sneaking a look at him lying on the floor with his coloring book. Then he called me watching, and he climbed on my knee. Said, Daddy, oh Daddy, would you do one with me? Then I hooked him so tightly as we turned the page. Said, I haven't done this since I was your age. He said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. Daddy, all you gotta do is keep it between the lines. So we finished the picture, and I put him to bed. Got down on my knees, and I bowed my head. And I said, Father, oh Father, I feel so alone. Are you sure I can raise him with his mommy gone? Then the answer came back so gentle and low, in the words of my daddy from so long ago. Said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do, just keep it between the lines. So keep your hands on the wheel. Believe in things that are real. Take your time and keep it between the lines. Just take your time.
Ricky Van Shelton and Keep It Between the Lines on WRCO Radio. Our update at 6:30, right around the bend here today. We're at 34 degrees. We remind you the Brewer Public Library Preschool Storytime will stand 30 today. It is open to all young children, and no registration is required for that event. And coming up this weekend, the Kickapoo Music Department hosts GET's Vocal Point and Out of the Blue concert Saturday night at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. The event is open to the public, and a free will donation will be accepted. A workshop will be open to any middle or high school students starting at 2:30 that afternoon. Heaven Bound Church, Lone Rock, invites you to a free movie Saturday at 4. The movie will be called Letters to God, and there will be free drinks and snacks available for that event. Knights of Columbus and St. Mary's School Pancake Breakfast in honor of Catholic Schools Week will be, that's from 8:30 until noon. We'll offer accepted, and everyone is welcome for that event. Reminders from the WRCO Community Calendar.
Isn't me, we are never alone, even though we'd like the sea, I'd be willing to die again. Oh, of a place and a time that it always would be to be always with you, and you always with me. This is my autograph here in the song.
John Denver on WRCO Radio, our morning get-together on a Thursday. Kickapoo School's running 2 hours late today. That's the only district we have heard from on this inclement morning.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and time now for a news update sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Cloudy and foggy, scattered drizzle, becoming steadier, light rain this afternoon, and a high of 38. Rainy with areas of fog tonight and a low of 34. Just in the last 20 minutes or so, they've extended that dense fog advisory for the entire WRCL listening area until noon. Right now in Richland Center with light rain occasionally, and it is also some reports this morning of a few slippery spots along the way. We're at 34 degrees.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. President Joe Biden will be in Wisconsin today. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced that the president will travel to Superior to discuss Bidenomics and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. The Biden visit comes in the wake of Monday's announcement that the 60-year-old Blatnik Bridge connecting the twin ports of Duluth and Superior has received a federal grant for over $1 billion for its replacement. In December, federal lawmakers, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in honor of the application for bridge funding by Minnesota and Wisconsin. Also, the subject of redistricting and new maps in the state continues to be one of the top stories.
Speaker Robin Voss calling the Evers maps as originally drawn a Democratic gerrymander.
What we're actually doing is making minuscule changes to ungerrymander the Evers maps. It's nowhere near complete, but we tried to figure out a way to live within the spirit and to ensure that we had a bill Governor Evers could sign.
At a stop in Wausau, Evers said that's not happening.
No, I won't sign it. The only one that I'll sign is my maps, and those are not my maps.
The changes would have avoided Republican incumbents running against one another in redrawn districts. The state Supreme Court prepared to redraw the maps if the governor and lawmakers can't agree. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republican lawmakers are rebuffing Governor Evers' calls for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. They say they want to return the state's $4 billion surplus to taxpayers.
We stand for limited government, low taxes, safe communities, and a strong economy. A strong surplus is an opportunity to advance those goals. The surplus should be returned to the working taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary.
That state Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, who delivered the GOP response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech on Tuesday night. The American Red Cross continues to experience an emergency blood shortage as severe winter weather has further impacted the ability to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. Blood drives have been canceled in nearly every state in January where the Red Cross collects blood. As a result, nearly 15,000 blood and platelet donations have gone uncollected this month alone. In addition to dangerous road conditions, many Americans have dealt with the flight and shipping delays, and also Red Cross is no different. Snow, ice, and extreme temperatures have made it tougher to move vital blood products across the Red Cross network, affecting deliveries to hospitals in some locations. As much of the country is warming up this week, individuals are urged to make an appointment to give blood or platelets. A blood drive will be held today from noon until 5 at the Montfort Fire and Rescue Building, and Friday from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. Mary and St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point. Make an appointment to donate by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Groups with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault that they work with are about to lose $30 million in federal funding. A state Senate committee will consider what the state may do this week. Wisconsin ranks number 7 for domestic violence homicides. Adjusted for population, domestic violence killings in Wisconsin went up 20% from 2021 to 2022. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. Special Olympics will continue to be held in Wisconsin.
The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater announced Wednesday the games will be held entirely on campus for the second straight year from June 6th through the 8th. The games feature a number of competitions, including track and field, cornhole, powerlifting, tennis, and soccer. During the 2023 games, more than 1,800 athletes and coaches descended upon the school for those games. Those interested in volunteering for the 2024 Summer Games in Whitewater can sign up by visiting SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Confusion for parents in Racine yesterday after their kids returned to their original bus stops. The report says that officials of the Racine Unified School District told them slick road conditions prevented the school bus drivers in some areas from not only completing their routes, but caused them to also take the students back to where they were picked up. Several students in the district never made it to school that day. The bus company serving the district First Student says that their communication with parents was not timely. They added that they would address what happened with the school district. The district said they were working with First Student to ensure more and better communication in the future. A new estimate shows hearing loss affects approximately 37.9 million Americans and is more common in rural areas than urban ones. The study at the University of Chicago and published Wednesday is the Lancet Regional Health America's Journal is the first to estimate rates of hearing loss at the state and county level. Experts say many rural Americans need better access to hearing screenings and specialists. Working with loud machinery and hunting can damage hearing in a short time. The study found men were more likely than women to have hearing loss, with the highest rates among non-Hispanic white people and those 65 and older.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Cloudy and foggy today, scattered drizzle, becoming steadier light rain this afternoon, and a high of 38. Areas of fog tonight and 34, and again near 40 tomorrow. A dense fog advisory has been issued for the entire WRCA listening area until noon today. 34 degrees, we are up 1 from the overnight low, 1/100th of an inch of rain today. We topped out at 38 yesterday, and last night it just kept getting warmer. This morning we can tell you that there is a 2-hour delay in the Kickapoo School District. Kickapoo School, the only district that we have heard from this morning that will not be starting on time.
Attention fishing enthusiasts and families. Mark your calendars for the Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery. Join them on Saturday, January 27th at Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area, 2025 County Road BH, Highland. Gates open at 5 a.m. The day is packed with excitement. Adult fishing contest, kids learn to ice fish, bake sale, euchre tournament, meat paddles, live auction, and more. Plus, indulge your taste buds with concessions and warm up by the heated pavilion. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and the action continues all day. Raffle tickets are available from members and local businesses. For updates, check out the Highland Lions Facebook page. Highland Lions Club, where community, fun, and fishing come together. All events subject to change, so stay tuned for an unforgettable day of ice fishing and family fun.
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And also sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at the high school sports schedule for tonight. Also a win for the Bucks and Marquette last night.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Tonight in basketball, Richland Center will be at Dodgeville in boys' hoops, and River Valley at Platteville, Lancaster at Prairie du Chien, Cuba City at Riverdale, Boscobel at Mineral Point, Highland at River Ridge. In the Ridge and Valley, Seneca at Wazika Steuben, and a showdown between North Crawford and Ithaca. The Bulldogs once beaten at North Crawford. North Crawford recently lost a non-conference game, but going head-to-head here down the stretch in the Ridge and Valley Conference, Coach Mike Benson talked about his team recently passing the test with wins on the road at Wazika Steuben and Seneca.
And to do it back-to-back like that, and it felt really good, and it's, you know, definitely gets the kids up in high spirits, and it's great to win those type of games because, it's like you said, it hasn't ever happened. So to finally do it, it feels great.
The Bulldogs will host North Crawford tonight, and Coach Chris Wettstein of North Crawford agrees it could be somewhat like a playoff game the rest of the way in the league.
I mean, I think both communities are pretty excited. Both have really good basketball teams and great following and a lot of good players out there. So, I think it would be a good battle test for the playoffs that coming up next month.
That game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 7:15. Girls basketball, GET is at Viroqua, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Hillsboro at Waniwak Center, Nisida at Cashton, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, Darlington at Cuba City. And the Ridge and Valley Conference wrestling duels will be held this evening. Teams headed to Kickapoo Lafarge include DeSoto, Ithaca Weston, North Crawford Seneca, Pecatonica Argyle, and River Ridge. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Bucks claimed a revenge win over the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Fiserv Forum. Final score of 126-116. The Cavs had beaten Milwaukee by 40 last week, a significant factor in the firing of head coach Adrian Griffin. Interim coach Joe Prunty was running things as the team awaits its new leader, Doc Rivers, to arrive. Giannis Antetokounmpo put up his third triple-double in the last four games by scoring 35, grabbing a season-high 18 rebounds, and handing out 10 assists. Damian Lillard added 28 in the ball game. He was asked afterwards if the team has been playing up to its potential.
I don't. I think that's one of the positives of where we are, considering that it's been kind of rocky and up and down to get here, you know, being almost 20 games over 500 and still knowing that we haven't been the best version of ourselves. I think we should be encouraged by it, but we should also understand that it's a process to get there, and we got to keep fighting that fight and doing the things necessary to make sure that we continue to improve.
It's still not been formally announced that Doc Rivers, when he will take over. He coached the Celtics to the NBA championship in 2008. Marquette keeps the DePaul Blue Demons winless in Big East Conference games by claiming an 86-73 decision on the road Wednesday night. Tyler Kolick scored 22 points and had 7 assists, but he got plenty of help from David Joplin's 21 points. The Packers are looking for a new defensive coordinator after firing Joe Barry. His defense played well enough to get Green Bay into the divisional round of the playoffs, but there had been too many failures before that by a defensive roster containing several number one draft picks. Barry may remain on the team's staff in another capacity. And Jim Harbaugh has been hired as head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He leaves Michigan after capping his 9th season as coach of college football's winningest program, with the school's first national championship recently won, the first since 1997. Harbaugh made the highly anticipated decision to go back to the NFL after a second interview, and he will resume his chase for a Super Bowl that eluded him as a quarterback and a coach. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCL.
When the band started playing Watermelon Queen,
grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. Gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Around about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Thank you very much there, Tracy Byrd and the Watermelon Crawl today. Might have to do a little bit of hands and knees in a couple of places this morning. A few slippery spots reported out there today. I've only had to do that maybe once coming into work, hands and knees, many years ago, trying to commute from Interstate Little Willow. And it was a morning where I left the house, I walked to the car, and it started raining. I mean, just pouring rain. It was 28 degrees. That's not a good sign. So started up a little bit of a grade there. Little Willow is not exactly smooth. It's more like a roller coaster. And started slipping to the side, and the vehicle wound up just a little bit into the ditch, but I couldn't move. So I had to walk back. And I had my slippery dress shoes on, my church shoes. And I wasn't making very good time. So when I got to where the house was, I'm going to fall down here. So I wound up on all fours crawling across the road to get back to the driveway. That was a fun time, you know. And then one of the very nice fellows that work for the roads, the county guys, came out and threw a little sand, and then voila, I was off and running again. That was pre-vibe days. The vibe wouldn't have been any problem. It'd cruise right through. But anyway, 34 WRCO. I think I can see that. I'm wearing Henry Bray's glasses right now. Boy, oh boy. He loaned them to me for a second just to see if I could see out of them. And I can't.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They bring the authentic taste of Latin cuisine right to your plate. If you're in the mood for grilled steak, pork, or chicken, season it with Nicaraguan style. You'll find it here. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center, where every bite takes you on a flavorful journey. Now offer gift cards.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
Kickapoo School's under a two-hour delay today. That's the only district that we have heard from. Moving on towards 7 and our update here on the radio. We're at 34 degrees. That dense fog advisory issued now for our entire listening area. It's going to hang around until noon today. So don't be in a hurry. Here is the Zac Brown Band.
You know my old car needs washing, and the front yard needs a trim, and the telephone keeps ringing, and the boss man knows I know it's him, and the bills ain't gonna pay themselves, don't matter anyway, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Nothing wrong with an old cane fishing pole and the smell of early spring. Sit down in a fold-up easy chair on a quiet, shady riverbank. Let the world go on without me. Wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Ain't in no hurry. I'd be a about all those things I can't change, and the time that I borrow can wait till tomorrow, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. And I plan to raise a whole lot more before I hear those angels sing. Gonna get right with the Lord, but there'll be hell to pay. But I ain't in no hurry. Ain't in no hurry. I'd be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change. Time.